It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, all over this great state of Michigan and everywhere in the country. In fact, the world. Because we'll send you this on a podcast. All you got to do is go to thegrillingguys.com and subscribe. We'll send it your way. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
It's Wild Boys Grilling Wild.
Yeah.
We're grilling wild today, boys.
Wild grilling.
Wild Boys Grilling Wild.
Right. So we're going to...
Reminds me of a Duran Duran song, isn't that? Yeah, Wild Boys?
Wild Boys, yeah.
Kind of right. Like that.
Yeah, so fall is upon us, even though where we are, it's been in the mid-80s for the last 10 days with no rain. It kind of feels like the dog days of summer, but it's coming.
Yeah, I shut my pool down and summer gets here.
Right, yeah. I've not done that yet. That's happening later today. We've just been waiting for what reason, I don't know, because we haven't used it in 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
But next day, today's the day, so we're going to get her done. It's supposed to rain on Sunday, and so I'm going to try to knock it out yet today.
The leaves are starting to fall, so it's okay to
get them
out of your water.
Right, yeah. So we're going to do a little wild game. It might seem a little early to you, but I was up in northern Michigan last week, and after the show took off and just went up there for a couple days, and the early goose season was they were banging away at those. And I understand we've got an early deer season in some areas that they're looking to thin out the herd in certain places. And then you got youth hunts that start. So there's going to be game on the table anytime. October, November, those are the big months, but it's already happening.
You know, I think it'd be okay for that youth hunt to be does only.
Well, you know what, though?
There's so many more doe.
Well, yeah, but...
half the time, it's probably not even the kids shooting. When you see these monsters and stuff, Dad's got it all set up. I mean, it's just kind of like, I don't know.
Well, see, I'm the other way. There's something going on there that's going to hook that kid for the rest of his life to be an outdoorsman and a hunter. And if he's heard his dad or his uncles or anybody in his family just continually talking about that big buck that they saw... And the kid gets so excited, and if he can go out and harvest one, there's plenty.
Well,
then you know
several
what?
Several things I would disagree with on that, but this isn't about I don't want to. I stated my case, and I understand your point. It's just repercussions. But I wanted to talk a little bit about venison first because I think that's what most hunters in North America probably focus on. There's an awful lot of duck hunters and goose hunters. And
yeah, I came off the Ducks Unlimited banquet. I'm not sure how many guys there are actually hunters versus those that just like being in that environment.
Right.
But at the end of the day, there are far more deer hunters than there are waterfowl hunters.
Where does the money for Ducks Unlimited actually go?
Habitat. Everything is about habitat.
Okay.
And all animals benefit from that.
I learned about the flyways when I was working in Canada.
Yep.
And
it's a big part of it.
In Alberta, where our headquarters is in Edmonton, that's a huge flyway there.
Right.
And then there's another one that goes right over Michigan.
Yeah.
And they hit
the Great Lakes.
They hit our Whipple Lake where I deer hunt.
Yep.
And there's ducks in there all the time. I'm threatening to go this year, but
it's the water, right? I mean, it's the Mississippi Flyway, which is the one that you saw from Alberta, and then you come a little bit farther to the east, and you get the Great Lakes Flyway. They ultimately converge on one another, but at the end of the day, it's all about wetlands filter water. Clean water makes things grow. There's a whole cycle there that the more wetlands we have, the better our environment will be.
I've talked to guys that have hunted in northern Alberta where a bunch of those end up.
Right, yeah.
And they said you just can't believe the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Of ducks in that area.
Right.
It sounds like, walking into the UP when the mosquitoes are thick.
Yeah.
They're just everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Just
exactly.
Shoot. Just shoot.
Right.
Well, so much for our venison segment. See, ducks do actually apply to venison because classic example, opening duck season. If you're in a tree stand somewhere, you're going to hear a lot of shotguns. If you're in a place like me where there's little lakes all over the place.
Right.
And Michigan is really the land of the lakes. We've got 11,000. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Minnesota's only 10. We're 11. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. But, you know, and that's part of the lure of being outdoors in the fall for me is that the hunting and fishing. I'm not so much that I even harvest things. I just like being out there. And the crisp mornings and the fresh air and seeing Mother Nature around you. And how many times have you sat in a tree and saw a hawk light above you or something and he's eyeing a rabbit that's down below or something like that? I mean, those type of things, that's just pure nature.
It's so fun. Yeah. And I don't mind the killing at all.
Well, I don't either. I don't either.
So I call it killing.
Right.
Because if I think of harvest, I'm sitting on a John Deere.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right, whatever.
It's different.
Potato, potato, the corn, but I get it.
The corn can't defend themselves.
Right, yeah.
That's a harvest.
Yeah.
No, I'm actively hunting, and I'm watching and just enjoying the same thing you were talking about, of being there.
Right.
I told you the story of sitting in one of my favorite trees once. This is 10 years ago. I'm probably 30 feet up in the air. It's just because of the view. I don't really even care half the time if I make a kill shot or not. I love seeing how close I can get and then seeing what's there.
Right.
And watching the patterns. And it's just therapy, in my opinion.
Sure.
But one day I'm up there and all of a sudden this shadow went by me and I felt this little wisp of wind. And it's like, what the heck was that? And I looked down and these massive wings spread out below me and stopped right on the ground. And this little red squirrel jumped up on the tree and started bitching out this falcon.
Oh, really?
And he turned around and looked up at me like, yeah, don't worry, dude. I saw you. And the look that bird gave me and the look of that beak and everything, I'm like, that is a formidable killing machine right there. So, uniquely designed to dive up to 200 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah. We had a very similar this last weekend. It was in the car, so it wasn't that similar, but we were up by Platte Lake.
You were hunting out of your car?
No. I was driving down the road, and we were just going down little two tracks, just enjoying the beautiful weather. And I come out onto the main road, and I make a turn to the right, and there's, I don't know if it was a golden eagle or what it was, but there was a very large bird of prey flying, and it was black. But it was coming like 100 yards. We saw it coming at us.
Maybe
it was
a female bald eagle?
No, it was all black. It wasn't an adult. But I'm just telling you, the wingspan was as wide as the hood of my car. And it was crazy. And because we pulled out onto the road, we were on M22, actually. And you saw it coming, and I stopped. And it flew right down the road, maybe like 15 feet off the road. So it was coming right at us. It flew right over us, went up, and disappeared into the woods.
Not a bear at all?
I'm telling you, Bob, it was like an eagle, but it was big and black. And so I don't know. I don't know what kind it was, but very large bird. Just really cool.
Wow.
Enough that Lisa, my wife, could get her camera out and got a picture of it while it was coming at us. You know, so it was, anyway. Just a great pure Michigan experience.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we went up there, and dang, we got it.
Yeah.
So it was very cool.
Did you take the Tunnel of Trees?
What? No, we didn't get that far north.
Okay.
Yeah. We.
It's not time yet anyway.
Right, yeah.
You want to do that at the end of this month or sometime in October when
all
those maples
turn
yellow?
We got a little bit north of Frankfort is about all the farther we got north. But
so beautiful up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the beautiful views of Lake Michigan, and that M22 runs right along the lakeshore. If you've never taken it, I'm sure many of our listeners have. That's a fantastic drive.
Yeah.
And we were a few weeks early for the color, but just had time to do it, so we decided
Glen
to go.
Lake.
Yeah.
All those places.
Yeah, really beautiful.
It's amazing.
Gorgeous stuff.
Quite a state we have. You got to get out and see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what the hunting experience, one of the reasons a lot of people enjoy the hunting experience is because it gets you out.
Right. Yep.
And it's so easy to sit around and watch football.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were no TVs where we went. We rented a little cabin, a little Airbnb cabin, had no TV. It was just a nice little night getaway, and so glad we did it. But so this is the Wild Game Show, and we touched on venison, but we're going to hit it hard in the next segment. Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Wild Boys Grilling Wild Session. Can't say that three times fast. Stick with us. We'll be back.